welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is the Video Game Music Podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 227.
Brent, you look younger now at 227 than you did in episode one. Facts.
Well,
I'm dishing facts.
Well, okay, that's because a couple things. I mean, I think maybe the lighting right now is making it so you can't see how gray my hair is. And also, well, my hair is a little longer right now because...
It's a lot longer.
I haven't had a haircut in 5 months or something like that, you know?
This is a nice look.
Four or 5 months.
The lighting is hitting your skin in such a way, but it looks very soft. And
well,
the longer, darker hair, I think, accentuates the youth.
Well, you know, I tell you, the back looks like a producer in Hollywood. It's one of those long... It's really long in the back.
Let me see. And, you know, let me get a look at that party.
Let me try to show you. Hold on.
Hold on. I see it. Oh, I saw that.
It's hard because I can't keep the headphones on.
I know. No, I saw
it. I want to hear your reaction.
I saw enough.
Here, let me see. I'm taking off the headphones. I can't hear you, but look at...
Look at that. That is some serious party action. Party on, dudes. That is... Wow. Yeah, it's going real. It's going down the neck there. I don't think I've ever seen your hair in this state. I was just telling all the users I've never seen your hair in this state. Looks good. Well, it looks good. I think you look younger with this.
I mean, I don't like the back. It looks like a mullet. I mean, it looks like some kind of raccoon. You know, it reminds me of like a Davy Crockett raccoon hat or something like that.
The raccoon skin cap.
Yeah, it's a coon. I got that coon skin on my my head here.
Davy Crockett.
Anyway, it's the back is not looking good. But honestly, my hair. I have to flatten my hair with a hat, my baseball hat. You
sure,
see?
Sure.
Got my baseball hat. And
oh wait. Let me see that hat again. So did you buy that or was that given to you? Did you select the LA Dodgers hat?
Well, I wanted an LA Dodgers hat and my sister's ex-boyfriend got it for me.
Why do you want an LA Dodgers hat?
Because I'm from Los Angeles. I had one when I was in junior high and I'm from Los Angeles.
Why not a Lakers hat or a LA Kings hat?
Because the Los Angeles Dodgers hat is kind of classic. For Los Angeles, you know,
okay.
It's more classic
okay.
than Lakers, I
okay.
think.
Okay.
The hat, you know.
Right.
And I had one when I was in junior high, an LA Dodgers hat, just like that, except this one is an official, this has the wool, you know, the wool material, and this is more of an official hat, where the one I had in junior high was kind of like a cotton material or something like
officially
that.
Officially licensed, also, probably player's quality.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a...
It was a reproduction.
Actually, I don't know what this is. Yeah, genuine merchandise. And this this also has a snapback, which it's hard to find snapbacks actually nowadays. Well, I don't know about nowadays, but it was hard to find snapbacks when I got this hat, which is in the 2000s.
If you were in the outfield and one of the outfielders just needed a hat, yours would qualify. Yours would meet the specifications.
That's right. For outfielders only.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
But, the snapback on the official hats, hard to find. At least it was in the 2000s. And my sister's ex-boyfriend, or my sister's boyfriend at the time in the 2000s, found it for me.
Very good.
So what's going on with that. Now, I can't... So, you know, Gabe and I are doing video. We're trying something out where we're... So that we can see each other, we're doing video, and Rob's camera isn't working right now, so we can't see Rob. So he can see us.
I have a desktop from 2011, an Apple desktop, and it's just been fantastic. I cannot say enough great things about my Apple desktop. It's solid. It does everything except that my camera recently died, one of the last episodes that we did. I don't know what happened. I've been Googling. I've tried to reset the thing, and I don't know. I think maybe... Well, you know, the back of my computer was really hot earlier this year. Then I had to blow it out, so maybe it was fried.
Man, well, maybe you, your boyish looks were too hot for it to handle.
Oh, I don't know about that. Although I did shave recently, so I don't have...
Ooh, I want to look at that clean. I want to look at that clean skin.
See, because you got the clean shaved skin. I can see Gabe.
Actually, I don't. I haven't shaved since yesterday, and therefore I do have stubble. See.
Yeah, but it's very. You and I have similar stubble, in that after a couple of days, it's still. Most other men would have beards within 2 days, but at the end of the day, it's a very faint grain.
I've got about 5 days of really bad beard growth right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's 5 days?
Yeah.
That's not a lot either.
That doesn't look like that much either. Yeah.
I can't grow a beard.
No.
But you can, yeah.
Do sideburns, that's about it.
Well, look, I mean, this isn't exactly a hair podcast, but I'm happy to keep talking about hair and stuff.
It's the hair fortress. Oh.
Hair fortress.
hair buster.
Right. Hair zonk. So, look, as far as top of the show business goes, let me just say this. I know that there hasn't been a game I haven't talked about games I've been playing lately on the Patreon, but there is a new thing on the Patreon now. I did recently play a couple games, The Talos Principle and Superliminal, and I talk about those on Patreon. So if you want to hear that, it's a close to a half an hour episode, or half an hour talk, I guess. And it, if you want to hear that and check out other bonus content, such as video game music covers on piano, which there aren't a ton of those, but there's some of that, and just a lot of other stuff. Game playthroughs. Gabe plays game. Gabe's got a great setup where he can capture video from his CRT and television, and he plays cool games. And I'll be doing more game talking as well. It's all on patreon.com/legacymusichour. Check it out.
Okay. Hold on, just real quick, top of the show business. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Do not look. Give me that look, Brent. Do not give me that look.
I can see Brent's look.
I can see it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Harry DeBaum and Mayor Poopshoot. Those are two users that found me on Fortnite, and we've just been rocking out on Fortnite and a little bit of Call of Duty. I will be putting up a couple of videos soon, and those will go up on the Patreon, Fortnite related. So this is kind of new school for me, okay? And I know this is new territory. I don't know who I am, but look, we're living in a COVID world. And
you don't know who you are.
This is what's happening at the moment. So just stay tuned to the Patreon, because some Fortnite related content is coming.
Can I say there's one thing that I'm going to be involved in?
Yes.
I guess Rob captured gameplay video of him playing Fortnite, and I guess we're going to watch the video and do commentary of it. And
there's a couple of victory royales, and I wanted to get Brent's opinion, and also I just want to walk him through what a classically trained gamer looks for, and the approach that a classically trained gamer takes when storming the Fortnite battlefield. And I think you'd appreciate it, and I think there's a lot that you're going to comment on, because it's a vibrant world. There's so much happening, Brent.
Okay, well, hey, you know, we'll see what happens. Should we get on with the music here?
Yes, yes, let's do it.
Okay, good. Clocking in. Oh, it's over 10 minutes. Okay, well, here we go. Let me just fade this out real quick here. God, I have so many things here. I don't even know which one. Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'm going to start things off with a game called Battletoads for the Game Boy. Okay? People are pretty familiar with Battletoads for the Nintendo, but Game Boy? Well, we have heard from the Game Boy version of Battletoads before, but it's not as often. The music is by David Wise, who did the music to... He did the music to all the Battletoads games. And we're going to hear Stage 1, Sergeant Slaughter, from Battletoads for the Game Boy. This is music from Battletoads for the Game Boy. Music by David Wise. This is Stage 1, Sergeant Slaughter. And the music, most of the music in this Game Boy version is totally different from the Nintendo version. It's a different game. It's a different game.
Hmm. I'm wondering if there is a pro wrestling connection with the Sergeant Slaughter title.
Oh, I don't know. This part's really cool right here. And the drums come in a second here. Right there. This is actually my first time listening to this with headphones and hearing it in with stereo.
Yes.
And I kind of prefer not hearing this in stereo. I kind of liked it being more mono. But, you know, I don't know. You don't have any... I guess you don't have anything to compare it to.
What's the percentage of users, OG Game Boy users, you think that actually used headphones when playing games back in the day?
Probably all of... I would imagine that was...
Most of the time.
I don't know. I borrowed the Game Boy from people in my life.
Right.
And I never used headphones.
Same. I played it and I never thought to use headphones.
Yeah. This part's good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's neat how the drums come in here, too. It's cool how this track changes, you know. So then there you go. The percentage is 33%.
Right. Oh, that's pretty good. I like how you did that. Sure.
This part sounds like the almost like that part from Stage 1, yeah. NES.
Yeah.
The feel changes.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that sort of phrase is used in one of the fast parts of Battletoads on a Nintendo. You know, it's the tunnel, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. Turbo Tunnel.
Or maybe that fire, the fire tunnel thing, maybe. Anyway, it's a cool track.
Okay. I just took a drive recently. Myself. I wouldn't quite call it a vacation. It was somewhat of an adventure.
Yeah.
But I definitely relate to the character of this next track we're going to play, so it's fitting. I took a very long drive to SoCal. Unfortunately, was not able to see you guys, you know.
I know, it's too bad. I didn't even talk to you on the phone while you were here. But
I know, yeah. I know. And what's interesting is we had decided that we were not going to see each other, right?
Yeah.
And I think within a day or two, the state shut down again.
That's right, yeah.
So
it was, yeah.
I think it was a good idea, in fact. So, Barbie Vacation Adventure is the game I choose. And the track we will be picking is called A Car for Barbie. A Car for Barbie.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo. Huh? Come on. Let's take a ride. Car for Barbie. That's nice, isn't it?
Sure.
I really like that. Mm-hmm. I really like that. It's just...
What else?
This is a two-player game.
Oh, really?
And,
who plays... What are you? Ken is the other one?
No. Interesting, that's what your mind went to instantly.
Skipper?
Midge. Midge Hadley, that's her best friend.
Who's Skipper?
Again? I thought it was the girl, the young girl, Skippy or
right.
Skipper. I thought
there was another one.
Shanti. What about Shanti? You remember Shanti?
Don't remember that.
I think she was Shanti. It was Shanti.
This game was also released on Sega Genesis. GamePro commented that the graphics and the sound are below average. So
for the Genesis?
On the Genesis version.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh.
just kidding.
that's unnecessary, but I do like, I just do like how this, this track just, when I was driving along the five, you know,
under you felt that like Barbie
California sun. Yeah. Except yeah, I was missing my midge.
Paul Tong or Tong is the composer, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
Let me ask you something, Rob. You know, you felt like Barbie driving down California. What else do you and Barbie have in common?
Well, let's see. We're both style icons. We both like cars. We both appreciate our cars. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barb and Rob. Similar. Very similar.
Barb-a-switch.
Barbas. Well, those are just a few of the similarities there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And would you ever dye your hair blonde?
I did. I did that once. When I was in Texas. I was living in Texas when I was...
a blonde boy?
I was 19, I believe. 19 or 20, and I just got a box kit from the drugstore, bleached it, and look, it didn't come out blonde exactly. It came out more orangey. Almost burned my scalp. It takes a while to go to that blonde, you know, from jet black hair, which is what I had then and what I have now, because I've got no gray hairs and it's all jet black.
Yeah, you're so black.
Yeah,
you are too, Gabe.
I got some grays coming in, finally.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like them. I want them.
I'm the grayest of them all. You know? I started getting gray hair at 16.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I thought my hair would be actually grayer than it is now. But
I got my first one maybe a year ago or two, maybe 2 years. I like them because they come in, like, on the side, and I'm into it.
Looks like you dyed your hair black, and the roots are coming out. So, Rob, if we could see you right now, we would see that you're wearing a parka, right?
Yes, yes. The story with that is my basement unit has several vents for heating and cooling, and it's central heating and cooling in the upstairs unit, which controls the downstairs. Now, it's so hot in Portland right now. We're talking in the 90s. So they've been blasting the air conditioner all day because they need to keep upstairs cool. But because I am below ground, I am in the underworld.
Sub-zero.
It is cold down here. It's ice world cold. And you know what? I'm wearing a parka right now. I just sent you a picture. I emailed you a picture.
Oh, you did?
So
you
can see. I'm looking.
Let me ask you something. Why? How come you don't have a space heater and put that on?
That's just too much. That is too. I'd have too much. That's sensory overload.
If it was cold enough that I was wearing a jacket or a parka inside, I'd probably put the heater on.
Yeah,
it's so funny because they're running the air conditioning upstairs, meanwhile you're running the heater downstairs. That would be cool. That's a fire and ice combination right there.
Oh, man.
Like
by the way, did you get that audio challenge email?
I did. I saw that. Who sent that? Someone sent that.
Hold on. Let me look. Because I wanted a comment.
Greg. I think the guy's name is Greg, right?
Hold on. There, the video game music challenge. I don't... Turn up this music just a little more here.
Sure.
I'll turn it back down. 30-day video game music challenge. Now, according to user Greg, he says this challenge has been circulating within the video game community on the internet. I thought this might be of interest to LMH. Well, it might be of interest because it's our show?
Yeah,
because it's our
funny.
Show?
Yeah, it is interesting. It's very much we've done all this. We covered all these topics. Basically,
hard
for
mode,
every day there's a,
no repeat games. Oh, wait, are you kidding me? This is not derogatory towards Greg. Thank you for showing us this, but it's like you just showed me a mirror, okay? And I'm looking at my beautiful self, and I'm saying, "Oh, okay. Well, day one title screen music, title screen music. I think we dedicated a few episodes to that, my friend."
Basically, every topic for every day is a topic that we've covered in our show.
Now,
so it does look like.
Oh, I saw that. Could, yeah, okay.
I could see someone on day 22 saying town village music. Turn up the music. Oh, man. Town village music. How am I supposed to get that? Yeah, well, basically, we've been there, my friend. We've been there.
Yeah, you can just go to through our archives of the last 10 years and you can complete the challenge very easily.
I think a better name for this, instead of 30-day video game music challenge, would be Legacy Music Hour. No challenge, but probably for you, but just look at our website challenge.
The Legacy Music Hour Regiment, or the Legacy Music Hour... what do you call an exercise kind of program that you do?
Yeah,
a circuit.
Routine.
I don't know. Yeah, the Legacy Music Hour weekly routine or something like that, and you can just sort of, or something like that. I don't know. It's not quite the word I was looking for.
Well, I appreciate the information and the 30-day video game music challenge. While novel, okay. I'm sure some people would find this to be a challenge. I think we've been there. I think that's a mountain that we've already summited, but it's still appreciated. I don't want the gesture to go unappreciated, Grego. Okay.
Okay. I kind of just started doing it. I kind of felt it on that one. I felt the right time on that one. I'm going to just kind of feel it out, I guess. So, you know, you had an adventure, a Barbie adventure, right?
Yes.
Well, I have an adventure. Actually, I have multiple adventures for you for my next track.
Okay.
The Adventures of Rad Gravity for the Nintendo. This is a side-scrolling kind of platformer game that has a humorous kind of theme or whatever. You ever play this, Gabe?
No. I know what it is, though.
Yeah. So the track we're going to hear, the music is by David Warhol, and the track we're going to hear is Title Screen, speaking of title screens. And this track is on YouTube, uploaded as Worst Video Game Music Ever or something like that. Worst NES Music of All Time or something like that. And a lot of people think it's really bad, but I don't think so. I think it's pretty good. I am probably playing this on the show because to support it, because it's getting, you know, people say it's bad or whatever. They think it sounds like just a jumble of bleeps and bloops and just noise. Well, I think there's a lot of rhyme and reason to the noise that you hear in this, and sure, it is dissonant and atonal, but there is, it's rhythmical though, and there is a method to it, definitely, and it conveys, I think, the sense that it intended to convey. I mean, for one thing, it's a comical kind of game, and the title screen shows Rad Gravity, the main character, in space, floating around. And yeah, so the game is kind of zany, and the music is zany, but it's also kind of a wild sound. And anyway, it's pretty good, actually. it's not bad at all. So let's hear it now. You judge for yourself. Title screen from The Adventures of Rad Gravity. The Adventures of Rad Gravity for the Nintendo. This is music by David Warhol, and we're hearing the title screen music. Did I just say that already? Title screen? No. Title screen. And like I said, I think this is good.
I think it's good too. It sounds like a Maniac Mansion version of the Simpsons theme.
Huh.
Do you hear the right, Simpsons okay. theme in there?
No, but I get the Maniac Mansion. Oh, interesting.
Right?
That's interesting. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Let's see. That's interesting, yeah. I mean, I hear the Maniac Mansion because it's the same. It's the same, engine or whatever. You know, or same sound driver, I guess, or something like that. But, you know, there's a method to this. You know what I mean? It's not just a jumble of stuff, you know? And I like this. You know, it's all crazy and stuff, yeah. You know?
Simpsons.
I mean, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool. Listen to this. It's cool. First of all, by the way, it's hard to actually play notes that are dissonant like that the whole time, you know? It's hard to not play in key the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
This took some thought.
This is from his Wikipedia or something. No, I'm sorry, from BGMPF. He created a program that converted MIDI files to the NES. So he would use Cakewalk, which is a program I used to use when I... like was very young, so you would actually convert them to NES.
Oh, okay, interesting. So, this
is neat. It's neat for me, you know.
Uh huh. And to be fair, there are a lot of comments on this YouTube video that do defend the track, you know?
Good.
But it does have a lot of views, and, you know, I think most people think that it's bad, but I think they just don't have a very sophisticated palate to appreciate it.
I'm curious what other stuff is on that video that I might disagree with the creator.
What do you mean, what video?
Well, the one you're talking about with the worst music ever.
Oh, it's just this track.
Oh, it's just
that's
this
it.
Track. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, they're really out to get Warhol.
Yeah. I think Warhol's part of Team Fat, right?
I mean, it's just got a fat sound to it.
Definitely.
Team Fat.
Team Fat.
Okay.
It is an unusual track.
Love it.
Sure.
Okay. How about we move on to Curse? Curse.
Curse.
Mega Drive.
Yeah, Shaka.
And I think this is a very fitting game we will be hearing from, considering I believe this year is cursed. And I would like nothing more than to see the ending to this year, because
the good ending.
The good ending. Hopefully this is the good ending. So, Curse.
Are we going to hear the ending from Curse?
The ending from Curse.
Oh, good, good, good. Shaka is the composer on this, as I recall.
Shaka.
Shaka.
Okay, and that wraps up the curse of 2020 right there. Hope you enjoyed it. Probably didn't. You probably did not. It was quite the doozy of the year, but it's over.
It's good. I liked it. Yeah, that was good.
It's real good.
Right, right, right.
Dun, 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 dun. It does that. Dun. Sound like Castlevania though, hardcore, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Castlevania hardcore? Did you say Castlevania hardcore?
I mean, yeah, I did say that. But, yeah.
Like CORPS?
Yeah, exactly. This sounds like Castlevania hardcore. Truly. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Which one does it sound like? Curse of Dracula?
Listen to this right here, this part right here.
This part's good. The bass. It's funny how the bass drum is going. It's like boom, 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 boom. You hear that at the end?
Yeah, yeah. That's like the heartbeat. The heartbeat. It just ends. Hey, you know what's really interesting is that the mysterious enemy warship in this game is known as Mother. Interesting,
okay.
Huh?
So it's like more like Metroid hardcore.
Okay.
Which, wait, what Castlevania song does it sound like? What is that? I think it's from Castlevania 3, Curse of Dracula. Not this part.
You know what's really funny, though? If you take the S out of Curse, what do you have? Wait, hold on. Don't answer that yet. You have to wait till the very till it starts like building up towards the end. Yeah. Take the S out. What do you have?
Cure.
That's it. That's what we're waiting for. 2021. The Cure released. Drop a new album.
Ha ha ha. That's what this track is really about. The Cure.
Yeah. Yeah. You look so young, man. Look like you could be in The Cure.
Mm-hmm. You think I look younger than even Robert Smith?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah, I think so, too. I think you look less than, whatever, 60 or something.
Yeah, you think I look younger than...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see
that. Show me how you do that trick. How do you do that trick?
Lighting.
Making me scream over here.
That's Michael Jackson. Now that's Michael Jackson 2020 right there. Janet Jackson too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about me? I'm going to move on to the legend. We did the adventures last time for Rad Gravity. This time it's the legend. Okay.
Of Rad Gravity?
Tom Cruise. I'm talking about Tom Cruise, Tim Curry, Mia Sara. Mia Sara. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
You remember her?
No.
I've never seen that.
Mia Sara?
No.
I think Mia Sara's in that.
I thought
is
it was,
not?
Wasn't it like Laura San Giacomo or something?
I thought it was Mia Sara who plays the girlfriend of Ferris Bueller.
I don't know.
Mia Sara, is that her name? Am I wrong about that, hardcore? I'm pretty sure. I think I might be wrong, hardcore. No, I think I'm right, though. Mia Sara, legend. I think she's in that, right? Whatever. Anyway, Tim Curry's in it. I just saw a movie with Tim Curry. I saw a couple movies with Tim Curry. I saw It recently, the TV miniseries. And I saw Annie, which I hadn't seen since I was younger. I saw Annie with Tim Curry. Anyway, the legend of the mystical ninja for the Super Nintendo. What a classic. Kazuhiko Uehara and Harumi Ueko are the composers. We're going to hear Painting Panic. This really sounds a lot like Yoshi's Island. And I think this game came out before Yoshi's Island. So Painting Panic from the legend of the mystical ninja. This is music from The Legend of the Mystical Ninja for the Super Nintendo. Music by Kazuhiko Uehara and Harumi Ueko. This is Painting Panic. You know what I mean by it sounding like Yoshi's Island?
Mm-hmm.
This part right here.
Big time.
That kind of skipped beat, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it, the syncopated beat. Mm-hmm. That... Dun, 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 dun. That's so Yoshi's Island. This is good. This is a good little funky little jam here, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
It's a slow funk. This is a slow funk jam. The bass is cool, man. They got cool bass on this, you know? Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. By the way, I think another reason you think I look young right now, by the way, is because I'm just wearing a t-shirt, you know?
What size t-shirt are you wearing? Because it looks like you're wearing your big brother's or your dad's t-shirt.
Yeah, it looks a little thick.
Really? I'm wearing a small.
Jeez. Oh, it looks kind of big on you.
No, this is a small shirt. This is an undershirt, actually. I'm wearing an undershirt.
Lift up your arm. Yeah, I'd be looking kind of big right there. You look young. Look good. You look great. You look great.
I mean, you look young, actually.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You do.
Did you see the picture I sent you guys?
Yeah, you look real young.
I did not look at it yet because I don't want to.
Oh, because you're all right.
I'll take a look. I just think that it's going to slow me down. We'll see what happens. Oh, okay.
I think you should wear
You look young.
You should wear like a tank top. You got a tank
top? You look young, man. Me?
Yeah.
No way. I would never wear that, dude.
Do you own tank tops?
No.
You don't own a tank top?
No, man. What do you think I am?
John McClane?
A bad dude? Sometimes a bad dude?
No, man.
I got a black tank top.
I'm a t-shirt kind of guy. I mean, I don't wear tank tops, man. I'm not trying to look like that.
Okay.
Although, if you want to see me in a tank top, you can watch my recreation of the music video, Annie Lennox, Why.
Mm-hmm.
I recreated it shot for shot. And take a look at that. I'm wearing a tank top if you want to see my body. Yeah. If you want to see my young body. My little scrawny little young body. I'm looking real petite. I'm a petite little thing, ain't I? I'm a petite little thing, ain't I, mister? Huh, mister? You know, I was at the store once. You remember when I saw Kai? I met Kai. Remember the legend of Kai?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was at Whole Foods. Well, one time I went to Whole Foods and there was this woman behind the counter. She was kind of a bigger woman and she wasn't a kid at all, but she was calling me mister in like she was a little kid. She was going, how can I help you, mister? The way she said miss, she kept on calling me mister. It was so weird. How do you like that, mister? Okay, mister. She was just kept on saying mister. I thought, are you trying to do this as a prank or something? Or it almost sounded kind of condescending, but it also sounded like maybe she seems young or something. I don't know. Youth. That's the theme of today's episode. Youth. All right. All right, well, Gabe, why don't you take things over for a little bit here? Yeah.
All right. I can do that.
Please. Please, mister. why don't you take over for a little bit, mister?
I got it. Okay, so we're going to hear from Mighty Final Fight for the NES. And this is one of my favorite NES games, by the way. And it comes from Setsuo Yamamoto, Yuko Takahara. Those two. And this is stage 2, Riverside.
You got it, mister.
Final Fight, Stage 2 Riverside from Setsuo Yamamoto and Yuko Takehara.
Now, Gabe.
So,
you said this is one of your favorite Nintendo games of all time, right?
That's right.
And why is that?
It's just real fun.
It's a good beat 'em up. Oh, it's a beat 'em up, yeah?
Yeah, you beat 'em up.
Oh, you beat 'em up?
You beat 'em up.
Okay.
Yeah, shoot 'em up.
Oh, this ain't a shoot 'em up?
Nah.
It's a beat 'em up.
Beat 'em up.
Okay. 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 Now, Gabe.
So,
it's a beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat them up.
That's right.
Okay. Got it.
No puzzles.
Oh, no puzzles?
No puzzles.
Well, that's a shame, mister. Hey, Gabe, you like beating them up, mister?
Yeah.
Hey, mister, you like beating them up?
Yeah, I like to beat them up. I like the beat them up games.
Hey, let me ask you something, mister. You like beat them up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, mister.
Thank you.
Riverside. Hey, y'all go down to Riverside?
This takes place in Riverside County, California. Riverside.
Is that true?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
No, it's not true. Well, yeah, no. This is level two, right? Riverside.
Yeah. Comes right after the Rancho Cucamonga level.
Right. No, that part one is... Yeah, level one is Rancho Cucamonga. Level three is Ventura.
Uh-huh.
Level four is Bakersfield, and then right. Level five is the last level. You
work
your way to Fresno. Oh yeah, Fresno.
Oh, no,
Modesto.
You're right. It's Fresno.
You start in Fresno, and then you go to Modesto.
That's right.
The last boss is at the Fat Cat.
That's right.
In Modesto.
When's the last time you were in Modesto, Turlock, Lodi, Fresno, Bakersfield area?
Well, I mean, first of all, those.
I've been to all those places.
No, but I mean, like, Bakersfield isn't even close to Modesto.
Right? I know. When was the last time you're basically
when was the last time you were in sort of San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland
Chicago
area?
They're concentrated in roughly.
When was the last time you were in the New York, Los Angeles area?
100 miles of each other.
I wouldn't say that Bakersfield is even 100. I think it's over 100 miles. I think Bakersfield is probably 200 miles from Modesto, I think, right?
Okay, then a couple hundred miles of each other. When's the last time you were in that radius?
You mean any sort of more rural kind of, or not? I don't know. Rural is the right word, but just more smaller towns in California.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Last time I was in a small town in California would probably have to be. I don't know, actually.
That long, huh?
Well,
Rob was just in all of them.
I mean, I can tell you when I was in. Well, okay. I mean, I'm trying to think if I drive
Chico.
I don't remember Chico. I was in. I went. I remember in 2017, in September 2017, I did this music festival that was in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of California, and it was in these woods. Or something like that. And anyway, I had to drive through some small town kind of stuff to get to that. But I can't. I'm sure I've been somewhere. I don't know. I've probably ridden. You know what? In December, I drove up to the Bay Area. Yeah, I drove up to the Bay Area. Does that count? But I'm talking about hanging out there, spending time there. You know?
Did you? You didn't stop in any of those. You took the 5, not the 99.
Yeah, the 5. That's right. Oh, you're talking about 99 style?
99 style.
Oh, 99. I haven't been on the 99s probably in 10 years or something.
99, dudes. I'm sorry. It's whenever I go to California, my accent comes out, dude.
Yeah, dude. So let me ask you something, dude. Do you...
That's a real Modesto accent.
When did you actually hang out in Modesto? When was the last time?
Late 2000s.
I played a show at a roller rink there sometime probably around 2008.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rob, didn't we do a New Year's Eve show in Modesto one year?
It was, we did, and it wasn't too long after that that was the last show I did in Modesto.
That show was so funny. I think we've probably talked about it on the podcast before, but do you remember, how well do you remember that?
Not very well.
Well,
or the time we talked about it.
It was you and me, and I think Dijon was the headline, the headlining act. Remember Dijon?
Don't remember.
You don't remember Dijon?
No.
You know, he was an older guy, but he had a really young looking face.
Okay.
It was so doomed to be a bad show. It was, you know, it was a dance club setting. It was for New Year's. It was a New Year's celebration countdown.
Oh, wait. Was that when there were bales of hay in the background?
I don't remember.
The stage was on the dance floor.
The stage was on the dance floor.
Yeah, there were bales of hay.
And there was no lighting either.
Right.
It was just so ridiculous. It was just, why were they even having comedy here, you know?
They were walking across the dance floor stage to go to the bathroom. That's right.
Yes. And nobody could even hear. I mean, no one was going to want to pay attention to us. It was not the setting for comedy. And I remember when I was doing my set, I went on. I think you went first, and I went on. I remember, I don't know what if it was a sound. Some tech guy kind of walked by me and he said, "You better wrap it up." While I was doing my set.
Oh, man.
And, but anyway, Dijon went on after me, and I think it was Dijon. And he actually did all right. He kind of somehow got the audience to listen. He kind of did that thing where he's like, "All right, now I know y'all don't want to hear a show, blah, blah, blah." He's like, "I'm just going to do my thing, and y'all could listen if you want to," something like that. I forgot what he'd said, but he somehow got their attention, and he, and you know what else, too? I think they figured out how to get a spotlight on him or something like that. So, he did a set. We left before the end of a set to drive back to San Francisco, and it was, yeah, anyway, but that was kind of funny, though, that we did that, yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Anyway, Final Fight. Mighty Final Fight.
That's right.
Riverside.
Okay. Okay. I think I would like to move on to Ranger X.
Was that 2004, by the way?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I can't remember. That's from Baron Munchausen. Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Ranger X.
Do you know how Munich... Did you say Munchausen?
Something like that. Munchausen, yeah.
Isn't Munich spelled like...
Munchen?
Munchen?
Yeah, it is, Munchen, isn't it?
Munchen?
That's right.
Munich.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Why do we call it Munich and not Munchen? Munchen.
There's a lot of stuff like that, you know? I mean, Vienna is actually Wien.
Wien?
Wien. How about Germany? You know, Germany is Alemann, isn't it? Or something like that?
I thought it was Deutschland.
No, it's
well, isn't
Alemann.
How you say German in Spanish?
Oh, wait, am I
Alemann?
Wrong?
Right.
Oh, wait, that's in Spanish.
Alemania. Like if you say German in Spanish, it's Alemann.
Well, what is Germany in German?
That's a good question.
Deutschland.
I think that's
this Deutschland.
That's how we should say it. I don't know why we're. Well, but whatever.
Well, I thought it was. Oh, it is Deutschland actually. What am I thinking of? Alemann. Where does that come from? Is that French?
French. It's French.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we call it after French? Why don't we use French? Why are we not speaking French? You know, that's my real question here. Let's get French going here.
My next track is from Rangier X.
X.
For the Genesis. This is, should I go with the opening or the ending theme? That's the question here.
Well, why don't we take a taste test and then...
Just take a little flight.
And then the listeners will know.
Right. We'll see if you can guess. See if you can guess if this is an opening track or an ending track.
Yeah. Okay. At home, you know, when at home where you listen to this podcast, you know, in your living room, sitting around the podcast player.
podcast player. Well, you know, in quarantine times, they might just be doing that.
Right. Right. Get out a pad of paper and a pencil, and write down your guesses as to, is this track an opening track or the opening theme, or is this track the ending theme? Okay. And then, you know, fold it up and don't show anybody. And then we'll reveal it.
Email the picture of the paper with your answer on it.
Oh yeah. It's a Legacy Music Hour.
No, not to,
or post it in the comments. Just post your picture in the comments.
Right. Well, I don't think you can post pictures in the comments, but maybe you can post a link to one of those picture sites, you know. But no, don't reveal it to the other members in your family that are gathered around
the podcast player.
You know? So you can play the game with each other and then you reveal it at the same time. We'll announce the reveal.
Whatever you think your pet might think it is, put that on a separate piece of paper.
Your pet. Right, one for the pet. Yeah.
And you know, maybe we should take a pause if they want to go and call their neighbor to socially distance.
Good idea.
Socially distance
6 feet
and listen 6 feet away. I think that would be a good idea too.
Okay.
Okay, so
we'll just do it. Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, you doing a French accent reminds me of another. Well, I'll talk about it when we come back. But
okay,
yeah.
May we?
Okay, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm. What a jam, right?
And I have this game. I beat it. I know this. I mean, I forgot, actually. I forgot about the track. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, and now we will reveal. Now, and I'm going to count to three. I'll go 3, 2, 1, reveal. Yes. And then all of you at home can reveal your answer to the other members of your family or your neighbor. And 3, 2, 1, reveal. And Gabe, go ahead. And Gabe didn't know either.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say that was the opening.
And Gabe and all of you listening are correct.
Well, hold on. Give him time. Some of them are still unraveling.
All right.
Some people folded it real tight.
Somebody folded it too many times. They're still unfolding it. You know, just some of you did origami. Very creative stuff, guys.
Oh, you know what? Mine has been folded so many times I can't read the ink because there's so many wrinkles.
Very creative, mister.
Opening.
And you got it.
Opening. That's right.
Opening. This is a very good track. And this is a good game, too, by the way. I love at the end gets really good. Right here is where it gets really good, right here. I love this. I love that. That's so good right there. That is really good.
That could easily be an ending, too.
Sure.
It could.
With all the different
could.
Parts and stuff.
Right. It could, except for the end sounds like it's leading up to a title screen, I think. You know, the way it ends, you know.
I think that's when I thought that it was an opening, yeah.
Right.
This is a good game?
Yeah, this game's good.
I played it, like, once, and I thought the controls are really weird.
No, it's good. This is a good game, man. Yoshinobu Hiraiwa is the composer on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was speaking in a French accent earlier, and I probably talked about this before on the show, but, you know, we used to try out for this comedy festival. Dun, 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 dun. This is us trying out. This is what it was like when we were trying out for it. And then it was a big deal. It was Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, right? It was a big deal to get into that festival. And when we were younger comedians, it would have been a big deal to go to that. And so we try out for it. And then there was this... I had done the audition or whatever. And I got this call... takes place in Montreal, Canada, so, you know, they speak French. And I got this call from somebody who had a French accent, and they were saying, you know, hi, you know, I'm from Just Pour Rire or whatever, Just for Laughs, and we're interested in you coming out, or something like that. And I kind of didn't believe it, but I did kind of think, oh, my God, this is somebody from Just for Laughs calling me. And it was Rob.
I did that?
Yeah.
What year was that?
It was probably 2003 or something like that.
Oh, that's so funny, because back then I had only had my high school French.
Uh-huh.
Right? But right. I could probably totally pull that off way better than I did.
It might have been 2004, actually. Might have been 2004.
Oh, man.
That is really funny.
And then... But anyway, yeah. But yeah, I kind of believed you, though. Yeah.
Oh. Mais je suis désolé, mon gars. Désolé.
What does that sound like? That dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. What is it? Some kind of wedding chapel thing? Going to the wedding chapel? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get married? What does that sound like? It sounds like something.
Sounds almost like a sitcom.
It sounds like some kind of...
You know what? It almost sounds like a piece of The Perfect Strangers.
Oh, it does opening. Sound
a
like
little
Perfect
bit.
Stranger,
no,
yeah.
Okay, it does a little bit sound like that. It does sound like the idea behind it sounds like Perfect Strangers.
Which is a great
but
song.
But it doesn't. It sounds like something else, though. You know, listen to this. Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing could rearrange.
This part reminds me of Final Fantasy II.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the
sometimes you just
overworld thing.
Get a feeling like you need some kind of friend. Even though the odds are this time. Oh, this is going to be fun. Watch. Watch this. Even though the odds are this time, nothing's going to stand in your way. The flame in your heart, or my heart, like a long-lost friend, gives every dark street a light. At the end. Standing tall on the wings of your dreams. Rise and fall on the wings of my dreams. All right. Very good. Very good. The Perfect Strangers theme song. But it sounds like something else, like I'm going to the chapel, I'm getting married, something like that.
Man, those songs must have come out when you were really young. Probably like...
Perfect Strangers?
When you look like how you look now.
Right, 20 or something like that. I probably... Maybe I look right now the way... Well, no, I don't, actually. Okay, so moving on. We're going to hear from another Game Boy game. This is Mario's Picross for the Game Boy from composer Toshiyuki Ueno. We've heard from this before. There's some really interesting minimalist pieces in this game. It's an unusual soundtrack. Actually, you know, I have to say, with Rad Gravity in this, this could have been a topic, its own topic. Anyway, Game Select is what we're going to hear. And like I said, this has a sort of minimalist compositional approach in the context of minimalist 20th century classical music. Mario's Picross for the Game Boy. This is music from Mario's Picross for the Game Boy. Music by Toshiyuki Ueno. And this is Game Select. This is a cool track. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. I like how this shifts down a key, a whole step. Well, kind of. It doesn't... This is what I like about it. The bass goes down a whole step, but the... melody or whatever you want to call it stays the same. That sounds cool. It doesn't, I mean, no, this doesn't change key at all. I mean, this is a very modal piece, you know?
Would you consider this minimalist?
Yes.
I would too.
I mean, hardcore. This is minimalist hardcore. CORPS. It's cool. This is a really cool track. I mean, this is very sophisticated music. You know? Toshiyuki Ueno. I think a protege of Hirokazu Tanaka. That's cool. Just really cool. I kind of want to be like this music when I grow up.
Minimalist?
Kind of a thing. I actually am kind of minimalist a little bit. Some people say that about me, about the way my apartment is decorated.
I've been told that myself.
Well, it looks like we did grow up to be like that music.
Okay. Sega Genesis.
Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. Remember that song?
When I was dead broke, I couldn't picture that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't picture that. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Ah, yes. The that's the yeah, the game about Butterbean the boxer.
Did you?
There is a Butterbean game, though, too, actually.
Which I played. It's entertaining. Entertaining. Yeah,
you've played the game.
Oh, yes. I rented it once. Rented it.
Yeah.
Did you see the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
No, we've talked about it, though, many times.
No, but you haven't seen it yet.
Correct. I have not seen it.
Gabe?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I think I just said, Gabe. Gabe. Jim Carrey is amazing in it, no?
Yeah, he's great. It's classic. Fantastic. Jim Carrey.
Right, right. It's just, it's an amazing performance. It makes me want to just rethink how I look at Dr. Robotnik. I see Dr. Robotnik in a different light now. So this is an unused track. Unused. And Brave was in parentheses in this one.
Well, let's use it tonight. Tonight, so. Huh?
Brave.
I guess we'll be brave by using it. Finally unlocking Pandora's box here.
Sure. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, unused.
Yes.
Brave.
But I realized something while we were listening to this, that this is used in the Japanese version of Mean Bean Machine, which is just Puyo Puyo.
Now, when I had picked this track, I told you, where does this, where else have you heard this? Doesn't this sound familiar?
Right, and I didn't know exactly, but this is from the game Puyo Puyo, and it is called Brave. The track is Brave in Puyo Puyo. The music in Puyo Puyo is by Masanobu Tsukamoto. So, look, this is how I'm going to do it. In the track listing, when I'm putting the track listing together, if this is exactly the same as it is in Puyo Puyo, since it was unused in Mean Bean Machine, I'm going to list Puyo Puyo. But if this was arranged a little differently for Mean Bean Machine, and that would have been arranged by Masanori Hikichi or Masayuki Nagao, then I will put the Mean Bean Machine as the listing instead. So we'll see. I'll look into it and we'll figure it out. Now, aside from this, you know, being from Puyo Puyo, you know what it sounds like to me, though? Well,
what's
first
that?
Of all, this part right here sounds really familiar. You know? What does that sound like? I don't know, but I'll tell you what this really sounds like to me. Is it sounds like Duran Duran. You know that one song by Duran Duran?
Who do
what was
you
their
love?
Early? They had two early 90s hits.
Come Undone.
One was
Come Undone.
Yeah, Come Undone. Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like. It here, listen to this part. It goes like this. Watch, there's a part where my heart.
Oh yeah.
You know, something like that. Come undone. Yeah. This sounds familiar too, though. When you come undone, you know, it's come undone. That's it. You got it.
You know, it would be really brave as if you just kept growing out your hair longer and kept up this young boy look you got.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you look young.
I'm not brave like that, you know? I'm just not. You want to know something? You want to be honest?
Sure.
I wanted to get a haircut so bad that I haven't seen anybody in person, you know? I've been really hardcore. I've been quarantining hardcore.
Right.
C-O-R-P-S. And I... But when things reopened, I was going to get a haircut. I was going to go to the barbershop and get a haircut. I was going to go just do it.
Yes.
I know it's dangerous, but I got to get a haircut. You know, I don't like having hair that's too long, you know, especially in the back. Ugh. Got this executive producer kind of look in the back here.
It's a party.
Executive producer. What?
Party.
It's not a party in the back. It's executive producer in the back.
I got like a,
it's
horse,
a boy up.
Horse's mane going on back
oh,
here.
Oh, man. Yeah, good. You guys. You guys.
It's a boy in the front. Boy in the front, executive producer in the back. What do you call that? It's a new thing. It's called the Hollywood mullet. So I was going to be brave and go to the barbershop.
Supercuts?
Supercuts, yeah.
Nice.
And but the day I was going to go, say the next day, and the shutdown happened that night. They said, we're shutting down. And I called them. I said, oh, so you're not going to be open tomorrow? And they said, no, we just shut down just now. And I says to them, oh, gee whiz, mister. That's what I call my hair cutter. I call her mister. She's a woman. Hey, don't you think it sounds like Come Undone, though?
I think it does. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, homeboy. Next up, we're going to hear from a game that Gabe gave me as a little gift called Wampum.
Mm.
Remember Wampum, Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
Wampum.
Wampum.
Yeah, we talked about... So, okay, Wampum. This is a side-scroller action game for the Nintendo. Music is by Tsukasa Tawada. You know what's funny? You know we've made this joke before, Tsukasa, yeah. Mikasa Tsukasa or whatever? Well, guess what his name is credited as?
Mikasa.
No.
Tsukasa.
Adios, amigo. Adios, amigo. So there is a Spanish thing going on here. And so the Tsukasa thing is not really far off. This game stars a Native American man in the Old West. But the Famicom version is about a Chinese monk. And they kind of changed the character, right? From a Chinese monk to a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't change everything else. So there's Chinese sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
There's like Chinese temples and stuff or whatever in this game, but it's a Native American.
No, I don't think they change anything else except for the character.
Yeah. They might have changed some. I can't remember. But here's what's interesting, though, is going from a Chinese monk to a Native American, it kind of works, you know? I mean, musically at least.
Yeah, yeah.
The tracks sound like they could be either. You know, they seem, the tracks sound like, yeah, I could hear this applying to sort of a Native American adventure in the Old West.
Sure.
But, and also I could hear it working for a Chinese monk adventure in the Old East. And so we're going to hear Sacred Woods, which this track in particular sounds like it could be both, which is interesting. And I'm wondering, what does it sound like more to you? I'm asking for the listeners at home, you know, take out your pad of paper and write down if you think it sounds more like a Native American kind of situation or a Chinese monk situation. And don't tell anybody, and we'll be back after the track. Wampum for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music by Tsukasa Tawada. This is Sacred Woods. I mean, right here.
This part, yeah.
It's both, I feel like. What would you say? Even Rob, I mean, what would you say? Native American or Chinese monk?
I'd say my first thought is Chinese monk.
Chinese monk, for me as well.
Well, okay.
But I can see it as both.
But listen to that Native American flute sound, though, that comes in. Listen. You know that, this. You know what I'm saying? The higher pitch sounds sound more maybe, you know, Eastern, right? But then that kind of flute sound, which is made by the triangle wave kind of getting higher, sounds kind of more like a flute, like a Native American flute. Listen. I think it sounds like both, you know? It's interesting how that works, you know? But you know what, though? It's not that weird, right? Because Native Americans kind of came from Asia originally, right? Didn't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, I think that they came from the Bering Strait, I think, right? From Asia was connected to North America at one point, right? I mean, this is, of course, before it was called North America, but, you know, long time ago, right?
Sure.
There people came from the... Am I not right about that?
Oh, I have no idea.
You guys don't know about the history of the world?
No.
It's a possibility, sure.
Yep. They came from Asia, and then they came in, and, you know, it kind of developed into their own thing, but I think that's kind of where natives came from, was from Asia originally, so it kind of works. I think that's how it worked. I don't know. Think I know?
You might know.
This is a cool track. The bass line is really cool. It jumps around a lot, and I like this kind of thing. Listen to this. Listen to the bass. And then... So then after this sort of Asiatic Native American mix. Listen, low register bass, and it's cool how it slows down and kind of gets kind of watery, you know? That's cool. That's pretty cool. This is cool. I like this. That's neat. I think that's neat. That's cool. That's a deep track. Deep in that, there's a lot going on there. It's short, though, too. Wampum.
Okay. Barver Battle Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Not Barber Battle Saga, but Barver.
Uh-huh.
A Barver. Barver Battle Saga is a Taiwanese release for...
That's right.
Mega Drive.
Hmm. That's right.
Okay. And I've got
this only came out in Taiwan, too.
I've got a track for you here. The end, since we're at the end here. This is the ending track. Barver Battle Saga. Ladies and gentlemen, Barver Battle Saga.
I think the composer on this is Yishin Liao. And it's, you know, some people might think, okay, Barver Battle Saga, wait, isn't that Brave Battle Saga? Well, no. It was only called Brave Battle Saga when it was translated by fans in 2010. So the original title is actually Barver Battle Saga. I mean, that's the title for, you know, for when it how it was released on Genesis. You know, the translated version is not, wasn't even released on, you know, yeah, so on cartridge or anything, but
Genesis translates what Nintendo.
And, I forgot what this subtitle is, or it's a Barver Battle Saga, and then it's some kind of, I don't know what it is, but it translates to the Space Fighter. Barver Battle Saga, the Space Fighter. I think there was also a Russian translation of the game that tried to make it connected to Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy games or something like that.
Looking young.
For a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour at gmail.com. No, that's not it. It's legacymusichour.com. And you can comment there, too. Let's get it going in there with the comments, huh?
Yeah, really.
You know? I mean, I thought there would be more comments on the last episode, but nah. And then if you want to email us, you can do it at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
You can always call or text 281-SONIC-91.
If you like the show, you can rate and review it on iTunes. You can also listen to it there. You can listen, well, that's pretty much the place to listen to it, I think. Or Apple Music or whatever. There's a Facebook page. Why don't you join us if you want? If you're on Facebook, you want to get into that. You want to go get into the whole Facebook thing. What are the pluses to be on Facebook? Well, I would say for all the mixtape episodes, there's usually a cool picture that's posted along with the mixtapes on Facebook. You know, you don't get those pictures anywhere else. Well, I do. I might post a picture sometimes on YouTube, but the poster, the picture usually these days has been a picture from the box art of the game. It's usually the box or the cover art for the game. So that might be kind of cool for you to check out. So yeah, get up on that Facebook page, I guess, if you want to. You know, let's get it going. What else, though? You know,
Patreon.
Just check it out. You know,
get up on there.
Get up on there, man. Check it out. You know, look. I'm not gonna. It's the Legacy Music Hour on Patreon. You're gonna get some cool content, but look,
exclusive.
You're not gonna be on there. I'm not trying to post there all the time, though. So I don't know what you expect out of it, but there's some stuff on there, though. You know, there's definitely some stuff on there. There actually is a lot of stuff on there. So anyway, you can follow us all on various accounts, Instagram. You got Fisticuts on Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram, Rob. And Twitter. Rob F. Switch on Facebook.
Gabe Castro, he's in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Bandcamp?
Yeah, sure. GabeCastro.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
I don't do
Brent Weinbach stuff. Brent Weinbach Comedy on Instagram. Brent Weinbach on Twitter. And Gabe, what about you? Do you have any accounts on Instagram or Twitter that you want to mention?
No, Twitter, Gabe J. Castro.
Good.
You know, I don't really tweet, but, you know, I do receive and respond to direct messages. I don't know what you'd send me, but, you know, send me something.
Check Gabe out. He's open for reception.
That's right. DMs are open. Slide in there.
Get him while he's hot.
YouTube. I guess the thing I use the most, YouTube/ Gabe Castro Music. One word.
Oh, YouTube?
YouTube.
Okay.
If you want to see my works. What?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube also, actually. Brent Weinbach. Sure, Hit that up. You're going to love it. Okay. Well, I think that's about it. Look, Gabe Castro is our sound editor, engineer, and... So thank you to Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily Donnelly does the mixtapes, which currently are coming out once a month. And you know what? That's just fine with us, you know? She's been busy with a lot of stuff right now during this coronavirus situation. So, those are coming out they'll come out in the middle of the month now. Yeah. And... that's it. We'll be closing the show with what one might describe as a shorty. It's from a game called Super Play Action Football. It's for the Super Nintendo. And the music is composed by Yoshiki Nishimura, credited as Studio 401. We're going to hear Menus. This is a very elevatory kind of jam, and but also very short as well. So we'll let it play a couple times. But that's it. That's what we'll be closing on. And that's about it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.